All right. Hey there, Todd. You got a busy morning.
Oh. Yeah, kind
of. Yeah. It's a little slick. A lot of places we were just talking about. Troy said even in town, Portland is a little slippery.
Troy?
And, yeah.
Okay.
Good old Troy.
Yeah. It was a slippery drive in there, Todd.
Mm. It wasn't. Yeah. The turnpike wasn't too bad.
Right.
But they did have speeds reduced to 45.
That's good.
Yeah. It depends on if the road's been treated or not. If it's been treated with even just salt, like in some places, they don't even need to plow. They can just throw some salt down and it'll melt it away. But if they haven't been treated yet, yeah, it's slippery.
Yep.
Yeah. One of those days. You know, so, and wasn't there some kind of storm shaping up for, was that Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
That one looks bigger.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So that's not going away yet.
No. Nope.
Okay.
It's not.
Ooh, that's going to be a mimosa in the morning, watch the snowstorm come in kind of day.
Mm.
Wow. I'm excited.
The little things in life. You know?
I love a good snowstorm on the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm, I don't.
No.
I'd rather have it during the week.
Yeah. Well, but you still have to go to work.
Well, that's my point.
Oh.
Oh.
Because
I'd rather have my weekend.
Oh, I see.
So I could do that too, Kelly.
Right.
So I could have my mimosa on Saturday
right.
morning.
Right. Oh, man, I forget about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the weatherman's got to work during a storm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's funny like that, huh?
Yep.
Right.
Man, that stinks, Todd.
Yep.
Hmm.
Well.
But if you're
nothing we can do about it.
I know, right?
Sorry.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, this is one of those memes that's gone around, and I'm annoyed at it's the stupidest thing, and I'm just acknowledging that. But I can't tell you how many people, because they know I'm just a nerd, and this stuff like is exciting. I don't know if you've seen this meme that February 2nd, 2022, so 2/2/22.
Oh, what do they call that?
Is going to happen?
Palindrome or something?
Well, no, it's just all twos.
Oh.
But it's going to happen on a Tuesday.
Oh.
So it's going to be 2/2/22 on a Tuesday.
Wow.
There's a meme that's gone around.
Yeah.
And I just discovered, because I was putting something in my calendar for next week, it's wrong.
What do you mean?
February 2nd is Wednesday.
Oh, whoa.
So that stupid meme.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't tell you how many people. Have you seen this at all?
No.
No.
It's just me? Okay. It's just the nerds.
Huh.
But yeah, they've been sending it around. And I'm not joking. Matt, our sales guy Matt.
Yeah.
He came into the studio like 2 months ago. And
oh
said,
my God.
I have to tell you something. And I was like, oh God, what? You know, we lost a big client or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And he goes, 2/2/22 is going to be on a Tuesday. And I was
crazy.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And he goes, on a Tuesday.
You're like, yeah, I got it.
And I was like, oh. Wow. I have to write that down for my February 2nd show notes. You know?
He's going to be so upset that that's incorrect.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
What?
It's February 22nd.
Oh.
February 22nd.
Oh, so 2/22/22
is on a Tuesday. Okay,
it's
there we go.
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. It's okay. There we go. Mystery solved.
Get it?
I bet people are going to get married that day. Maybe not a big wedding.
I know you mean,
22/22.
Yeah, but the people like to pick. Listen, I got married on a Tuesday in Vegas, but,
right.
You know, people like those funky dates.
So you right. can remember them.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Yeah. Yeah. November 16th
that,
is harder.
2/2/22/22 day.
Yeah,
that's my anniversary.
Yeah, that would have been so much easier than remembering all those other numbers.
Or is it November 13th?
No, it's the 16th.
Oh, Blake, how do you not know this?
He
disappointed.
Does.
Disappointed.
No, he does. He's testing me to try to get me into an argument with my husband.
Oh, he really
I
knows
can do that
it.
On my own. Thank you.
Okay, so the other thing that people have been sending me is the Martha Stewart Chardonnay. Make sure that Todd
oh,
knows.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, my God. See, this is the thing. So Todd is, you know, has this weird Martha Stewart older lady fetish crush.
Yeah,
right?
He likes the old ladies.
Right. He's, yeah, the more wrinkles, the better. That's like Todd's thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any wrinkles. That's
so,
the thing.
So, I will say that she actually looked closer to. She still looks incredible.
She looks
I mean,
awesome.
But she still looks. She looked actually like she might be over 60 in the post about her Chardonnay.
That, yeah, good. You
but
know?
People are sending everything
but
that Martha posts
over 60.
Right. No, she still looks incredible.
Yeah,
she still
I
looks
agree.
Incredible. But literally every post, I'll get a message from someone. Oh, did Todd see this?
Yeah. Kelly, send this to Todd. I want to be right? like, you can send this to Todd.
Yes.
Right. Todd's on social too.
Well, but we're more accessible because we actually reply to people.
I know.
When they send us
I may
messages.
Not be the only one, by the way, who has a thing for Martha. I was playing hockey on Saturday. All right?
Oh, really?
And oh, my.
I didn't even offer up my whole Martha Stewart stance, you know, like, mm-hmm. I think she's hot. She there's no way in a million years she looks like she's 80, blah, blah, blah. And it somehow came up in another conversation. I jumped in. I'm like, right? Like, they were saying she looked pretty darn good for an older woman, too. A couple of guys that I was skating with.
I got to say, I just think it's hilarious that at the pond hockey, like,
yeah.
the guy talk
the
at
bro
pond
day.
Hockey is, did you see Martha's post?
She's got a new Chardonnay.
Yeah. Right.
But look at her on that right. snow cat.
Right.
That's really what gets me going.
What is this, the rink at right? Piper Shores? The new Piper Shores Arena?
Did you guys see Stuart? Stuart who? Martha.
Martha, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to bring that Chardonnay next week.
Put it in our flask.
Crack it after the second period. Yeah.
We can swill shard.
Oh, my God. I'm getting you a Martha flask.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally use that
it's
every
totally
day.
Like
yes.
bedazzled.
I would absolutely
yes.
use that.
Yes.
I'd bring it skiing.
Oh, my
I'd
God.
Bring it to hockey. I'd bring it with me everywhere.
And she has. You know, it's funny. The Martha Stewart Chardonnay is the
it's the 19
the 19 crimes.
One, right? Yeah.
That is
which
awesome.
Is funny because she's went to prison, you know.
Yeah.
You know she's got a flask. She's, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think she has fun. I bet she's fun. I mean, I know she seems like proper and she's got all this etiquette or she kind of like exudes that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, she's got
But I bet she's got a little wild side
I
to her.
I think she's fun.
Like one of her best friends is Snoop Dogg.
Totally.
You know?
She went
yeah.
to prison. She had to get
right.
fun in prison.
That's what happens.
Man, I wonder if she had fun in prison. Good yeah. for her.
That's you know pretty, what? Yeah.
That's fine.
Some people go to prison and get swole, you know?
What does that mean?
Like
oh, you get
big muscly?
Yeah.
Oh. Swole, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some people go to prison and get fun.
Yeah. She yeah. calls it fun. I call it go for it. Yeah. I say go for it, Martha. Yeah.
So there you go. There's Piper Shores Hockey League.
Man.
And you got Chardonnay in the flasks.
So funny.
Dude, this is a little oaky. I kind of love it.
Yeah. I prefer the buttery.
Yeah.
Oaky. I like my Chardonnay in steel containers.
Yeah. So. I don't know if it's the flask or a Martha Shard, but there's a little minerality here.
This one's got legs. Because yeah. It's Martha.